So yeah, that song started as sort of, I was trying to write a country song. And I think at the time, I was listening to a lot of The Band. You guys know The Band? Really good, right? So what I liked about The Band was that they do have a lot of that like Americana country influence, but they had the great Levon Helm in the band, and he talks about how he liked to take those country feels and just halftime them because they felt so much better. So I wonder if we can just play the groove again. So if I was playing like this, this sounds more like a country song right here. But it's sort of like a two-step, and if you halftime it, sort of like gives it a little more space, makes it a little more danceable. So that's sort of what I was going for when I came up with the groove. And the very first part of the song that I came up with was the, "What about me? What about me?" And that's all I had. So I was like, okay, that sounds like a chorus. I'll flesh that out, and I'm doing the country song thing, so I'll say the same thing twice, what about me, what about me, blah, 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 what about me? You know, it's sort of like bookends the little message that you have inside. So then I had my chorus, and I was like, all right, I need to write a verse to this song. And I gave myself a limitation. I use crazy chords a lot as a crutch because it's hard for me to, I don't know, write songs otherwise, but I was like, okay, I need to write a song with just 1, 4, and 5, G, C, D, like the most simple country chords in the world. It's got to be true to form. So I started there and came up with a melody, and one thing you can do with that melody is just, the first line of the song, you might think you understand, right, and you go to the next chord, da 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 da. It has the same rhythm, it's just higher up. And then you go to the next chord, da 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 da. So you just take the same basic melodic idea, the same rhythmic idea, and just keep on pushing it up. It's a very simple formula for sort of coming up with your verses. And that came together super quickly. So I had the verses and I had the choruses, but if you played them back to back, they sounded really stupid together. So I was like, I got to do something about this. And one of the things you can do, it's a savior for this sort of situation, is to write a pre-chorus. Everybody loves a good pre-chorus. So it sort of just like sets you up to get into the pre-chorus. Do you want to play the verse, pre-chorus, and the beginning of a chorus? So you can see how all those different pieces came together.
You might think you understand what turns a boy into a man. You gotta search alone and inwardly, but that'll make a lonely girl to have the type of man that rules the world. A king will choose his crown over his queen.
So there you have it. And the last thing I'll say about it is that we have a female singer in our band, but we also have two guys who write songs, and they may sometimes want to write a song about an ex-girlfriend, and they may use certain pronouns that wouldn't fit if Rachel sang it, and so you need to sort of put your head in a different space. So I decided to write the song from a girl's perspective, which I think is a really great tool to sort of like get out of your own headspace and inspire yourself, because I feel like it's way easier sometimes to sort of obsess over what someone else might be thinking rather than like know exactly what you're thinking. So I just, I found an ex-girlfriend that I wanted to write about. She was a real, real solid, awful one. And so I got inside of her head a little bit, and I was like, you know what? She was a little selfish, Come on. And so I thought the words, "What about me?" would be pretty perfect. So because she was thinking about herself all the time. And so I thought about it from a girl's perspective and just, you know, tried to get into her head and see what she might be thinking about all the time.
And I'd also like to add that you didn't write this song for me to sing. You wrote it for your all-boy rock band. So he decided to write a song from a lady's perspective just for his own sake.
Yeah.
As much as I appreciate it, which he's written many songs from a lady's perspective. He has a lot of songs, actually.
It's very therapeutic.
He's very thoughtful. But this one was just for him. Michael Calabrese, everybody.
Thank you.